That was a hard-fought victory for you guys tonight, and I know it hasn't been very long ago, but it's been a couple long hours ago. But man, reflecting back there, I think you had to be pretty proud about how your team rallied in the fourth quarter.
I was really proud of them. We knew it was going to come down to the line, and it certainly did. And you know, I don't really care how we scored, just as long as we get the ball to go in the hole. And you know, there for a while, I don't really know what we were doing. We weren't running our offense that we practiced at all. We didn't really know who we were guarding there for a while, and that just cannot happen. It just can't happen, and I think that's what allowed them to stay in the game with us, and fourth quarter was a lot better.
This is the third straight game where you guys have had a little adversity dealt to you. Lindy comes up with her ankle injury. It looked like it's the middle of the first quarter, and you're thinking, oh, no, she's done for the night. And she gets it taped up, feels probably playing in a lot of pain, comes back and ends up with around 10 points tonight, which is big for you. But what does it say that for your team to fight back through three different nights of some different types of adversity and still come out on top?
You know, these are things that we just need to expect. I mean, that's basketball. You know, there's always times where someone's struggling or we're in foul trouble or somebody gets hurt. And, you know, these girls, they all have one goal, and we just want to win. And we know it's not going to be easy. Our league is good, yeah. And they're going to come at us all the time. And Lindy is such a competitor. She just said, I want to tape it up. But you know, Madison was the same way last time when she sprained her ankle, and Madison said, just don't put me on anybody fast. And, you know, I mean, yeah. For someone to recognize that, but say, I can still do something, but, you know, this is where I'm weak. That means so much to me as a coach, because that means they'll do whatever they can to win.
One player that really stepped up for you, especially in that fourth quarter, was Bren McCormick. And she goes 6 for 6 from the line in the fourth quarter, has 10 points of that, and hits some big threes for you guys tonight, and finishes with the career high 25 there. And Emily Weathers, I thought, was probably the game changer for you guys in the fourth quarter when she hit that three at the right wing.
Yeah, and that came at the right time too. You know, I mean, that was huge. I mean, because with not having Lindy 100%, I mean, she's not going to – we had to have other people step up, and thank goodness we had people who could do it. And Bren was feeling it tonight, and I'm so glad that she just took the shots that just came to her. You know, you don't have to force it. And, you know, there have been times where she struggled with that, and tonight I don't feel like she forced it. She just took what came to her, and it was going in tonight.
I thought when you guys really needed a defensive stop in the fourth quarter especially, you guys were able to get those.
Right. You know, Madison, I mean, she's just locked down for me, definitely. And then, you know, Kennedy came up, and she played big-time minutes, too, as far as defense goes. And, you know, they still beat us on the boards, though. And, you know, that was one thing we just absolutely cannot have. And, you know, but thank goodness we were able to get other stops other ways. But, you know, we allowed them to have second chance points, and it just can't happen.
I think, you know, the way things worked there, of course, the Beard girl ended up leading them with 16. But I think because they've really played a lot through her, she's more been a facilitator this year. And guys were able to kind of stop their drives there and limit them from behind the three-point arc.
I was definitely pleased with our perimeter play defensively. And, you know, Lindy just not being as quick as she usually could have. She got pinned a couple of times. But, you know what, it'll be different the next time we face them, and she'll be healthy.
Well, you guys get a few days off here. Get the moratorium beginning Sunday, and you get a few days off, and then you get to go play in a brand-new gym at home here at the middle school there here on January 7th. With Goodland coming to town. And what do you do with your team here over the holiday break here?
Going to get some rest. We'll watch some film. And, you know, we just need to get used to that new gym.
Yes.
It's bigger, but it is better. But, you know, I'm excited to see what we can do, because it's just something different. It's a different environment. So hopefully we can adjust to that and do well.
A 61-56 win for the girls. Congratulations, Coach. You guys are 5-0 to start the season, and more importantly, 1-0 to start off conference play for a fourth straight year. And thanks again for joining me, and have a good Christmas. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Adam.